from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Jews considered themselves the chosen people of God. And they did so justifiably, for God said he had chosen them. In fact, in our gospel passage today, Jesus makes a kind of a reference to that whole idea. But that does not mean that the Jews were the only people that God was going to show his mercy to. Our first reading is from Isaiah the prophet. A prophet is not a fortune teller. He's a spokesman for God. And Isaiah was one of the major prophets. In fact, in the early church, you know, after Jesus ascended into heaven, like the apostles started comparing the Old Testament with the experience of Jesus, and they found in Isaiah a description of Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah. And so Isaiah is saying today, he lived, by the way, 900 years before Christ. And they're in the temple, and there are aliens there, strangers, non-Jews, horrors, huh? Well, that's not what Isaiah is saying. He said, anybody who is there, who is praying, who is worshiping God, and who accepts the covenant, that relationship that God gave to Moses to give to the people on top of the mountain. All of these people who accept God in their life, they're to receive the mercy of God as well, and his blessings. So you don't have to be a Jew to be saved. Thank God for all of us here today. Then we come to the second reading, St. Paul. St. Paul is frustrated. He's very upset. The Jews are not accepting Jesus Christ. And so he says, "I'm going to go to the Gentiles." Well, the Jews would say, "You can go to the dogs." Because that's how the, in fact, a reference in today's gospel. Because dogs eat everything, including pork. You know? So the Jews considered dogs unclean. That's why they call the Gentiles such. But Paul says, "Well, I'm going to go preach to the Gentiles, and those who accept the Lord and the word of the Lord, they too will be shown mercy. They too will be saved." And maybe those Jews will get a little pang of conscience. Maybe they'll see that the Gentiles are being saved. And maybe they'll wake up and accept Jesus as their Messiah. So again, you don't have to be a Jew to be saved. And then we have from Matthew this event. I'm sure you've heard this story before. The healing of the daughter of the woman. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. You know where Tyre and Sidon are? If you have a globe, it's on there. It's on the Mediterranean coast, just north of Israel. Gentile territory. And here is a full-grown adult Jew in Gentile territory. My, my, my. Not only that, a full-grown Jewish man dares to encounter a woman. You women ever get insulted by the gospel? You know, in those days, women had no rights, huh? So there he is, talking to a woman, no less. So Jesus again is turning the tables. At first a woman cries out, "Have pity on me." He ignores her. Well, he's not being rude. There's a purpose for his behavior. But she still keeps crying out, and she's perturbing the disciples. They're trying, "Lord, tell her to go away. She's bugging us. She's shouting after us." Well, see, that's part of her salvation, isn't it? So when they engage in dialogue, then Jesus makes this reference to not right to give the food to the children, to the dogs, and she comes right back. Oh, she's sharp, and she's bold. "But, Master, even the dogs catch the leavings from the table, from the master's table." Woman, you have great faith. Your wish is granted. The lesson, those who have faith, those who persist, those who are fervent in their approach to God, they're going to be rewarded. And you don't have to be a Jew. In fact, in God's kingdom, there's no caste system. There's no color barrier. There's no race card to be played. You know, when I first read this gospel passage to get ready to preach to you today, I said, "Oh my goodness. You dare to preach the gospel today, Father Ed? In light of what's been happening in our country in the last couple of weeks, it's horrific, it's tragic, is it not? The hatred, the prejudice, the misuse and abuse of other human beings for selfish purposes." You know, in the book of Genesis, it says, you know, that's the first part of the Bible. "We are made in the image and likeness of God." Whoa. Think about that. Every human being is created by God in his own image and likeness. That's why there's no separation, no difference. They're all, we are all loved eternally and immensely by God. And so we are all, every human being that ever did live on the earth, that lives now and will live in the future, is invited to be a member of God's house and God's kingdom. And we are challenged, are we not, my friends? When we live among others, some not of our faith, how do we treat them? I'm sure that sometimes our consciences peek at us a little bit, don't they? That we are called to treat others as God treats them. With love, and generosity. So, my friends, let us pray that God will encourage us and strengthen us in our efforts to model Christ and the way of Christ by the lives that we lead.